follow-up question was asked, isn't there something intrinsically better in being a King David than being a super righteous tailor? So, I think, I don't remember where it says this thought, but I think it's a medrash that says that the avot started out as shepherds, which in those days was the equivalent of being a truck driver. They started out specifically with a humble task, and that teaches us that it's not necessarily the position a person starts out in life that will define their capacity to impact the world. Meaning, you can have a super righteous tailor who will be of great impact to the world. There's the Mishnah in Eduyos along that lines, but the idea is simple. The livelihood one has does not define the capacity to impact the world. Look at Hillel. He used to harvest trees. He wasn't a Nasi his whole life. He was a poor woodcutter. You know, that's like being the shoemaker today. Look at Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. He was a blacksmith. The walls of his house were black from soot because he was dealing with the iron in his house. He didn't have an office. So you'll say because he was a blacksmith, he couldn't get anywhere? No, look at where he got. If you look throughout our sages, you see that they took their meager means and then they took their potential. And it was their potential that amplified their impact. It wasn't the fact that he was king and he wasn't. So yes, David had certain responsibilities as king. But look at where Rabbi Akiva got from being a shepherd, right? When a person lives up to their potential, then the fact that they're coming out as a banker or a teller like Rav Kehati was doesn't limit their impact. Because when Rav Kehati would come home, his wife would feed him as he was learning and writing. Like a baby, he'd be learning and writing, and his wife would feed him the food because he was so focused learning and writing. So yes, he was a simple teller in a bank, but that didn't limit his impact on Klal Yisrael. We have stories like that throughout our history. In Hasidut, you have major stories about that, from the Baal Shem Tov to Rav Elimelech. You have many stories like that, but you don't have to go that far. You read throughout history, you see that that's the way it was. Look, the Chafetz Chaim, it was Rav Moshe, I think, used to sell candles. The Chafetz Chaim had a makolet, a little store, you know, a grocery store. The fact that a person has a specific source of income does not limit their capacity to impact. On the contrary, the impact is from the personality. And the impact can be limitless. It's true that a person has to daven that he merits to have that impact. Sometimes a person can be a giant, but he's a great luminary in the middle of the forest and no one benefits from his light. That's true. A person has to pray and work that his Torah can impact the masses.
Well, even if he was in the middle of the forest, the merit of his piety could translate it to the, you know, the reason why you came up with that invention was because he's in the middle of the forest learning Torah or something.
Okay.
So it's really the kavod belongs to him or something like that.
Yeah, but we still have a responsibility to have impact. Meaning a person's Torah is supposed to shine the light for other people. So he should try to get out of the forest. But he knows that. He doesn't need me to tell him that. If he's really learned Torah, then he knows that the purpose of Torah is to shine light onto the world, not in a vacuum.